Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you've been listening, I don't know, the past week or two, every time we wrap up the show, we say what we're doing for the day. We're saying goodbye. Pork Chop's like, I'm applying for another job I probably won't get because nobody likes me. Okay, it wasn't that bad. But you've been talking about getting another job besides Uber and Lyft driving. And what have you been pursuing?
Yeah, I applied at a steakhouse called Fleming's. And then I called them and they said, oh, sorry, actually, we're not hiring until July. And then one of our listeners, Katie, called up and she was like, hey, I know the owner of Drake's. He's a good guy and that's a great place. You should work
there.
That's
a restaurant, by the way, in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we broadcast out of, obviously, on Radio Now 100.9 and in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now.
So I talked to him. And he did give me a call. He was like, yeah, I'll give you an interview. So that interview is scheduled for today. But yesterday, I had an interview at a steakhouse here in Indianapolis as well. It's called Fleming's. Excuse me. It's called Sullivan's.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yep. And there's like 14 of them throughout the U.S. It's like a high-end steakhouse. So I went in there for an interview yesterday. And a little side note, I've gained 50 pounds in the past 6 months. You know, I had surgery in August, and I don't know, I just moved here and all that. So I have, like, one pair of black pants, and I went to put them on. Boy, oh boy, did I have to tuck my stomach into there.
Are they a little tight?
Very tight.
I'm just going to try to get them on right here.
So you're like stuffed that. You're stuffed in your little interview outfit like sausage.
Get into my car, go to the steakhouse, get out of the car. I take 1 foot out and split my pants.
No way. As you're walking in for the interview?
Yes, just like the SpongeBob episode.
Oh, that's amazing. So what happened then? Did you just ditch the interview? Because I wouldn't have been able to go in. My whole butt's hanging out.
Well, I looked at the pants and
shake that.
It was like right in the crease, like right in the, for lack of a better term, butt crack.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I noticed if I like just kind of clinch.
If you give yourself a wedgie.
Yeah, that it
you stuff your pants in your butt crack.
it goes together.
Oh my God, you took the chance. You went in like that.
Yeah, so I went in for the interview.
No.
Had the interview, and then after the interview, she was like, "Wow, well, you know, you seem very qualified, and do you want the job?" And
I was like, she offered you the job, and you're meanwhile your whole butt is taken out.
No. Yeah, I don't think she ever knew, but I did. I got the job.
Yeah,
look at that, poor job. Oh my gosh,
very excited. So I have orientation in 10 days.
That's
on the 18th, and then I train for about a week and a half, and then at the end of the month I will start serving at Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Now that's awesome. But I'm wondering, because Alex brings up a good point, like you had to stuff it in between your butt cheeks and clinch to keep the pants kind of closed. Did you just kind of like back away? You're like,
hey, yeah, how'd you walk away out?
They walked out first.
Oh, genius.
You're like,
move,
oh, I'm
man.
Gonna stay for a drink, don't worry.
You are so brave for still doing the interview like that. I would have been too scared.
Well, you would have left.
Yeah, I would have been too scared that they were, you know, going to notice that my pants were ripped. Like, that is so terrifying. But I am so proud of you and so happy for you.
Aww.
You need this so bad, I know. And you've been, you know, really trying to find something. And so this is great. I hope that this gets the ball rolling for you to start feeling more comfortable financially, being more financially responsible and dealing with all that stuff. Because I know that that is a huge stressor in your life. So I hope that this is going to be good for you going forward. And then, you know, anyone who would like to have producer Pork Chop serve them. If you got a special date night or anniversary, birthday, sounds like a very nice restaurant. I looked up the menu. Looks fantastic.
Yay.
You can go there and producer Pork Chop will be your server, I guess.
I'm happy for you. Just don't screw this up, dude.
I
don't
won't.
Make the Joe and Alex show look bad.
Are you kidding me?
What if he's the worst server
That's
ever?
That's what I'm afraid of.
They
what?
Know it's us. They blame us.
They're like, we're boycotting them. We're pulling our advertising from any future radio shows. No, for real. But like Alex and I second that. We're very proud of you. And we're very, very happy for you.
Cool. So, will you come in and get a steak sometime, Joe?
It is
I will.
The Joe and Alex show.
Joe's a cheapskate, you know what, so he won't spend that much money. Yeah. But I will. I love steak.
Do they have a half-off steak night?
I don't think so.
This is an Applebee's. He's graduated from that. This is a nice place.
He's moving on up. Look at Pork Chop. Look at him go.